Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Governor Tim Walz was in Washington, D.C. Thursday testifying in front of a Republican-controlled House Oversight Committee on Minnesota's immigration policies. Walz defended those policies in front of the Republican and Democratic members of the committee.
Nothing Minnesota has done to serve its own people stands in the way of the federal government managing border security and policies. While you've convened this hearing to explore the issue of so-called sanctuary states, Minnesota is not even a sanctuary state. Minnesota legislature has passed no such bill making Minnesota a sanctuary state, and I have signed no such law.
The hearing came as protests against President Donald Trump's deportation policies have taken place across the country. A 27-year-old man arrested in Rogers is wanted for a mass shooting in North Carolina earlier this month. The North Star Fugitive Task Force says Charles Kincaid is charged with first-degree murder in a June 1st shooting at a party that killed one and injured 11 others. He will be returned to North Carolina. Officials with the Minnesota Department of Human Services are warning about how proposed federal cuts to Medicaid and medical assistance could impact Minnesotans. MDH Medicaid Director John Connolly.
It's a lifeline for newborns, seniors, people living with disabilities, and working families just trying to stay afloat. The bill currently on the table is inefficient, ineffective, and fundamentally unfair. It takes away health coverage and access to essential and life-saving care.
Conley says Medicaid supports more than 1 million Minnesotans. A 15-year-old boy is in custody for his role in the Blaine Mall shooting last week that killed a 14-year-old boy. No other information about his arrest is available. A 20-year-old was also charged in the shooting on Tuesday for aiding and abetting an officer. In other headlines, Global Warning Label Day is this Sunday. Organizations are demanding social media companies put warning labels on their products to keep kids safe. Eric Mishy of Suicide Awareness Voices of Education says parents should talk with their kids and their local lawmakers.
To reach out to policymakers in their communities and make it very clear to them that it is their obligation to enact public policy that will protect kids on social media.
Mishy says social media has been linked to rising rates of depression, anxiety, and suicide among younger users. Minnesota residents continue to show support for Governor Tim Walz. A poll conducted by KSTP Survey USA shows that 58% of registered voters in the state approve of his job performance. 39% disapprove of his job. This is MNN.